If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJacks.com.
On the North Bank, the group behind developing the old site of River City Brewing is evidently back at the table with another and more ambitious plan. Action News Jax Robert Grant is on the story coming up tonight at 5 o'clock on Action News Jax on CBS 47 and Fox 30. I remember, gosh, years and years ago, Robert, having done the fireworks around the first of the year at River City Brewing. We did Christmas events at River City Brewing. Like, that was an iconic spot, and it's just been sitting there for so long.
Well, and Rich, people are so frustrated with just how empty it's been and kind of the lack of progress there. You know, I was just thinking Mosh is right next door, and Mosh now eyeing that spot over in the North Bank, so they're going to move eventually. They're working on that. So neighbors around there want to see some development and finally some progress here with that site, which has been ongoing for years now. You may remember last January, they actually terminated the term sheet, the DIA, Downtown Investment Authority, because essentially the story that we've heard over and over again, the developers could not overcome the inflation rates and the cost of construction. Now they're back with a new plan that's set to go before the DIA board on Friday this week. And it actually is almost tripling the size of this thing. So the last plan, it would have been about 8 floors tall. This one is going to be triple that, 24 floors. It's going to include a restaurant, parking garage. So that'll go to the board first with the DIA, and then it'll continue from there and hopefully make some progress.
And it's the same company behind it?
Same company behind it. Now, this is kind of interesting, too. The DIA is also looking at changing the way they look at these high-rise developments, basically changing the return on investment. Right now, they're looking at 20-year return on investment, but to make it easier on developers, they're looking at now a 30-year extension. So it would not be that 20, it would be 10 years longer in 30 years, which could change the way they're investing in some of these developments. We've talked about American Lions Tower over at Riverfront Plaza. We've talked about the Hardwick, Laura Street Trio, all these high-rise developments that just seem to be struggling to overcome the cost of construction. So if the DIA changes the way they invest and extends that period, it could help with some of the funding for these projects in the future as well. This will be the first one that they've looked at with this new term period, I guess you could call it, Rich.
And so that'll come up a little bit later in the week. Will you have a chance to sit down with the developer hopefully today and get some maybe new renderings or a look at what this revamped plan might ultimately be for the old River City Brewing site, Robert?
Yeah, and the new renderings, Rich, they're in the plan that'll be going to the board on Friday. They've already been released in the agenda that will be for Friday, so we'll have a look at those on Action News Jax at 5 o'clock tonight.
All right, we'll be watching. Thanks, man. We go from the green space and the 30-plus acres of trails and rivers and streams to the rising of buildings and steel and concrete along the North Bank in the old River City Brewing Company. Robert, thanks.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.